Their new play-by-play voice, Dustin Forbes, joins us on the show. Dustin, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. I know you're, you know, real new to things down there in Lethbridge, but what have you seen so far from the Hurricanes in a couple of days?
Well, it's been an exciting couple of days. I started on the job on Monday, and things unrolling pretty quickly. Scrimmage actually just completed, one of them, just waiting for the third and final group of the day. But it's looked good. A lot of young talent, Jordy Bellerive and Nick Watson, of course, draft picks in this last year's Bantam draft have looked pretty good for 1999s, and a lot of good talent out there for sure.
It was an interesting year, obviously, last year in Lethbridge, so a lot of room for improvement off their club last season. Who are some of the names you expect to be sort of leaders on this team moving forward this year?
Well, Tyler Wong, I think, is going to be one of the guys. The Cochrane native had 31 points last year, 18 goals. Jamal Watson as well had 18 goals last year. So those are going to be two guys that I think up front they're going to rely on. Nick Walters and Tyler Bell are 20-year-old defensemen that are coming back for next year. I wouldn't be surprised if Walters is maybe the captain. From what I've seen in the last couple of days, he seems to be that guy who takes the young guys under his wing and sort of leads the charge on that front with what I've been able to see on ice and off ice as well. Riley Sheen, of course, who they picked up from Seattle last year, had a pretty nice season last year as a 19-year-old after coming to Lethbridge, 49 points with Seattle and the Hurricanes last year. I think he's going to be a catalyst up front offensively.
Any word yet on Reed Duke, the Minnesota Wild pick? Has he come to camp yet?
I haven't heard. At this point, all I know is that he hasn't shown up and that he is suspended by the team. That's all the information I have right now.
Meanwhile, goaltending, there's a bit of a spot there open. I know they just completed a trade picking up Zach Robidoux from Medicine Hat. They have Stuart Skinner, the youngster here from the Edmonton area. Johnny Hogue is the incumbent as well. Do you picture a battle there in goal?
Definitely. I think there is a battle for sure. Stuart Skinner has looked really good at camp so far, the biggest of all, most of the goalies here. Johnny Hogue, who's a Lethbridge guy, as you said, sort of the incumbent, has been playing well. And yeah, just down the pipe, literally minutes ago, picking up Zach Robidoux, who looked like he had a pretty good season last year in the Manitoba Junior League with the Portage Terriers. And seemed to get some time with Medicine Hat last year, just coming down, announced a couple minutes ago. So a lot of battles right now for spots. As you can expect with a team that is coming off a 12-win season, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for guys that were on the team last year and even guys that weren't to have an opportunity to crack the roster for opening night on September 19th.
Dustin Forbes joins us here. He's the voice of the Lethbridge Hurricanes. You mentioned the record last year. It's not easy to turn it around in 1 year. It probably takes a little bit longer, but do you see this team taking a step forward this year?
Definitely. I don't think you can be much worse than 12 victories. There's, I think, about 14 or 15 guys from last year's club that have the opportunity to return with a year's experience. They were a pretty young team last year. I think they're going to be a young team again this year with some young talent, some guys that are going to come in and I think probably make the team. Nikita Malekin and Pavel Skumatov, who were both taken in the import draft and the CHL import draft this past spring or summer, have looked really good. Zach Obris, also a 1997 player, was taken in the fourth round last year in the 2013 draft. Are three guys that up front will probably have opportunities to play. But, you know, I think for this organization moving forward, it's only up and forward. You can't think too much lower, I'd have to say.
Another guy with some Edmonton connections was rookie last year, Giorgio Estefan. He's banged up, though, right? What's the latest on him?
Yeah, I haven't heard where he's at for his injury. I know that he's hurt, and I know that he's recovering. That's all that I can provide in talking with the staff here, Brad Robson, the general manager, and Drake Berhowski, the head coach. We'll have to wait and see how his recovery goes, but definitely a guy that I think once he is back and ready to go, he's going to be a guy that the club is going to have to rely on too offensively. His 16-year-old last year had a pretty nice season for a 16-year-old, and coming back as a 17 with the year's experience, I think can take steps in the right direction.
Lastly for you, Dustin, again, I know it's your first year here in the league, but you know what's been going on the last couple of years with, you know, Edmonton and Calgary have really kind of dominated that Eastern Conference for the past couple of years. when you sort of look at it on paper, is that, do you think it's them again, or do you see a team that takes a step forward?
In terms of finishing first?
Yeah, or just who do you think, where's the balance of power, I guess, in the East in your mind?
Well, Edmonton for sure. I mean, coming off the Memorial Cup, I think that they're always basically a perennial powerhouse that makes the playoffs. Calgary's been good for a number of years as well. I think Lethbridge might be able to challenge for a playoff spot. They might not make it, but I think they're going to be much better this year. I haven't really had a chance to see what Kootenay's got and Medicine Hat at this point, but I mean, at this point, everybody's tied for first.
Good stuff. Dustin Forbes, the voice of the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Appreciate your time here, Dustin. Best of luck down there.
Anytime.